Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi underscores importance of proper handling of differences and disputes between India and China in bilateral meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping in Russia, says differences should not be allowed to disturb peace and tranquility. Prime Minister Modi calls for strong cooperation among BRICS nations to deal with terrorism and terror financing. Addresses 16th BRICS summit at Kazan, Russia. In Maharashtra, opposition alliance Mahavikas Aghadi, Congress, Uddhav Thackeray's Shiv Sena and Sharad Pawar's NCP to contest on 85 seats each. Cyclonic storm Dana to make landfall in West Bengal and Odisha between tomorrow night and Friday morning. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz to be on a three-day visit to India from tomorrow. And in men's hockey, India loses to Germany 0-2 in opening match in New Delhi. And now the news in detail. The Prime Minister today underscored the importance of properly handling differences and disputes between India and China and not allowing them to disturb peace and tranquility. Mr. Modi held a bilateral meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping on the sidelines of the 16th BRICS summit at Kazan. During the meeting, the two leaders affirmed that stable, predictable and amicable bilateral relations between India and China will have a positive impact on regional and global peace and prosperity. It will also contribute to a multipolar Asia and a multipolar world. Mr. Modi expressed confidence that the two nations will hold talks with an open heart. Later, Mr. Modi said, India-China relations are important for the people of our countries. He said in a social media post that mutual trust, mutual respect and mutual sensitivity will guide bilateral relations. Briefing media about the meeting in Gaza, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said, this meeting happened closed on the heels of the disengagement and patrolling agreement and the resolution of issues that had arisen in the India-China border areas in 2020. He said, both sides noted that special representatives on the India-China boundary question have a critical role to play in its resolution.
The two leaders welcomed the agreement reached between the two sides through sustained dialogue over the last several weeks in diplomatic as well as military channels. Prime Minister Modi underscored the importance of not allowing differences on boundary-related matters to disturb peace and tranquility on our borders. The two leaders also reviewed the state of bilateral relations from a strategic and long-term perspective.
During the bilateral meeting with Mr. Modi, the Chinese president said that it is important for both sides to have more communication and cooperation to properly handle the differences and disagreements and to facilitate each other's pursuit of development aspirations. Earlier, the Prime Minister asked BRICS nations to unite and cooperate strongly to deal with terrorism and terror financing. He added that there is no place for double standards on such a serious issue. At the closed plenary session of the 16th BRICS summit in Kazan, Mr. Modi stressed on the need to take active steps to prevent radicalization among the youth. He called for working together on the pending issue of the Comprehensive Convention on International Terrorism in the UN. The Prime Minister also highlighted that work should be done for global regulations for cybersecurity, safe and secure AI. He said that there are a lot of expectations from BRICS in view of the new challenges of cybersecurity, deepfake and disinformation in the age of technology. Later addressing the BRICS Leaders Summit, Mr. Modi said, BRICS represents 40% of the world's humanity and around 30% of the economy, and the grouping has achieved several milestones in the last two decades. He expressed confidence that this organization will emerge as a more effective medium to face global challenges in the coming times. Mr. Modi also extended the support to Brazilian President Lula da Silva as the next president of BRICS. Talking about India's Unified Payments Interface or UPI, the Prime Minister said that it is a big success story of India, which has also been adopted in many countries.
Bharat dwara banaya gaya Unified Payments Interface yani UPI Bharat ki ek bahut badi success story hai. Ise kai deshon mein apnaya gaya hai. Pichle varsh His Highness शेख मोहम्मद के साथ मिलकर हमने इसे यूएई में भी लॉन्च किया अन्य 20 देशों के साथ भी इसमें सहयोग किया जा सकता है.
He also talked about initiatives including International Solar Alliance, Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure and Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam.
Climate change हमारी साझी प्राथमिकता का विषय रहा है. रूस की अध्यक्षता में ब्रिक्स ओपन कार्बन मार्केट पार्टनरशिप के लिए बनी सहमति का स्वागत करता है. भारत में भी ग्रीन ग्रोथ, क्लाइमेट रेजिलिएंट इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर और ग्रीन ट्रांजिशन पर विशेष रूप से बल दिया जा रहा है. इंटरनेशनल सोलर अलायंस, कोएलिशन फॉर डिजास्टर रेजिलिएंट इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर, मिशन लाइफ, एक पेड़ माँ के नाम जैसे इनिशिएटिव लिए गए हैं.
And now we go over live to our correspondent Naseem Naqvi, who is covering the Prime Minister's visit in Gaza. Naseem, what are the takeaways from the bilateral meeting between Prime Minister Modi and Chinese President Xi Jinping?
As Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri today said that the India-China relations are on a road of improvement now. And whatever has been declared in the last 2-3 days, he said that a long work has gone into it. And the stress was in the summit in the between the two leaders. The stress was on properly handling of disputes, and they stressed that such disputes should not be allowed to hamper the peace and tranquility. So maybe it is going to be handled in a different way now. And both the sides have directed the concerned officials to resume the processes which were stalled in view of whatever happened between the two countries. And now the pause is over and we are in a restart mode.
Right. Naseem, what was the outcome of the BRICS summit?
BRICS declaration has come in a short while ago. And if I talk from India's angle, some important references at India's behest in the 16th BRICS declaration, Kazan 2024, have been made. Number one is voice of in reference to Voice of Global South. It mentions amplifying of the Voice of the Global South and India-Africa Forum Summit, India's candidacy to host COP33 in 2028. India has welcomed India's candidacy to host COP33 in 2028. And international Big Cat Alliance is concerned. It recognizes India's initiative, International Big Cats Alliance, and G20 declaration. It welcomes the inclusion of the African Union as a member of G20 and recognizes the power of culture as a catalyst for SDGs, which is mentioned in the New Delhi declaration. As we know that New Delhi hosted G20 last year.
Right. Thank you, Naseem, for those updates from Gaza. The Prime Minister now leaves for home after a successful visit to Gaza. The BRICS summit, or Brazil, Russia, India, China and South Africa summit, today adopted the Gaza declaration, recognizing reforms for the UN and multilateral institutions. Briefing media in Gaza, Secretary Economic Relations Damu Ravi said the declaration reaffirmed the support for member countries' aspiration to be permanent members of the UN Security Council. He said the cooperation in the financial sector was another element of the declaration, which also includes elements like payment settlements in national currencies. As political activities in Maharashtra gain momentum, Shiv Sena Uddhav Balasaheb Thackeray has declared its first list of 65 candidates for the assembly post. The party has fielded Kedar Dighe against Chief Minister Eknath Shinde from his stronghold Kopri Pachpakhari Assembly constituency. Aditya Thackeray will enter the fray from Worli. Meanwhile, the opposition Mahavikas Aghadi, comprising the Congress, Shiv Sena, Uddhav Balasaheb Thackeray and NCP Sharad Chandra Pawar, has announced that a consensus has been made for allocation of 85 seats for each party. Discussions with other member parties will commence tomorrow concerning the remaining seats. In Jharkhand, the JMM has fielded Mahua Maji from Ranchi Assembly constituency for assembly elections. The JMM has released the name of 36 candidates so far. Congress has also released the names of 21 candidates, while RJD has released the names of 6 candidates. In Kerala, Congress candidate Priyanka Gandhi filed her nomination for the Wayanad parliamentary constituency this afternoon. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of story and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to News at 9. Severe cyclone storm Dana is expected to make landfall between Puri and Sagar Island of Orissa and West Bengal in the intervening night of Thursday and Friday morning. In Orissa, government has put the entire machinery on high alert to tackle the cyclonic storm Dana. More details from our correspondent.
Rains and strong winds have started in coastal districts of Bhadrak, Jagatsinghpur, Jajpur, Kendrapada since this afternoon under the impact of Dana, which is heading towards Odisha coast to make a landfall in the intervening night of tomorrow and Friday. People living in low-lying areas are being shifted to multipurpose cyclone centers. All schools, colleges, universities and many government institutions in coastal and neighboring districts will remain closed till Friday. Leaves of doctors and government employees have been cancelled, while a large number of passenger trains have been cancelled. Fishermen have been banned from entering the sea. Meanwhile, the IMD has issued red warning for Kendrapada, Jagatsinghpur, Bhadrak and Baleswar districts for tomorrow with high tides in the nearby sea. Danger signal number 10 has been given for Dhamra and Paradip ports, while danger signal number 8 has been given in Gopalpur port of Odisha. Chief Minister of Odisha, Mohan Charan Majhi, reviewed the preparedness of different departments at Bhubaneswar this evening to tackle the possible damages due to the severe cyclonic storm. Prakash Das, Akashvani News, Bhubaneswar.
In West Bengal, 7 districts are likely to be most affected by the cyclone. More from our correspondent.
7 districts of West Bengal, including Kolkata, are expected to be affected by the severe cyclonic storm Dana. Pashchim Mednipur and South 24 Parganas districts are likely to be most affected. Government has taken all necessary measures towards fighting the storm. Rainfall has already started in the districts of South Bengal, including Kolkata. Ferry services have been stopped between Sagar Island and the mainland and in other areas of Sundarban. Control rooms have been opened by the district administration and state electricity and other concerned departments and agencies. Eastern Railway, Shialda and Howrah divisions have also opened help desk numbers. NDRF teams have been deployed. Fishermen have been advised not to venture into the sea till 25th October. Kalyan Laha, Akashvani News, Kolkata.
NDRF has deployed 20 teams in Orissa and 13 in West Bengal ahead of landfall of Cyclone Dana. Railways will establish 9 round-the-clock dedicated war rooms to promptly restore rail services amid the red alert along the east coast in the wake of Cyclone Dana. Delhi's air quality continues to remain in the very poor category. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, the air quality index in the national capital was recorded at 367 at 12 noon. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz will be on a 3-day visit to India from tomorrow for the 7th Intergovernmental Consultations, or IGC. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Chancellor Scholz will co-chair the intergovernmental consultations on the 25th of this month. IGC is a whole-of-government framework under which ministers from both sides hold discussions in their respective areas of responsibility and report on the outcome of their deliberations to the Prime Minister and Chancellor. In men's hockey, India crashed to a 0-2 defeat against Germany in the first match at the Major Dhyanchand National Stadium in New Delhi. For Germany, Henrik Mertgens at 4th minute and skipper Lukas Winfeder at 30th minute scored goals. This series is special as it will mark the return of international hockey to the Indian capital after a decade. The second test of the series will be played tomorrow. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi underscores importance of proper handling of differences and disputes between India and China in bilateral meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping in Russia. Says differences should not be allowed to disturb peace and tranquility. Prime Minister Modi calls for strong cooperation among BRICS nations to deal with terrorism and terror financing. Addresses 16th BRICS summit at Kazan, Russia. In Maharashtra, Opposition Alliance, Mahavikas Aghari, Congress, Uddhav Thackeray's Shiv Sena and Sharad Pawar's NCP to contest on 85 seats each. Cyclonic storm Dana to make landfall in West Bengal and Orissa between tomorrow night and Friday morning. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz to be on a 3-day visit to India from tomorrow. And in men's hockey, India loses to Germany 0-2 in opening match in New Delhi. That's all in the News at 9. Good night.